It's been about 8 months now since Andy died. I have the funeral service guide, pamphlet, booklet, watching over me at my desk, with his smiling face reminding me, as if I needed it, what friendship is. I only knew him for a year, but it was worth a lifetime, however long one of those is. We were 22 years old and living in London, and it was about as good as it gets. Sure, looking back, London isn't a place I particularly care for, but when I was out on the tear with Andy, it was transformed. He always loved London and threw himself into it. That's partly why he went too soon. An overdose of fun, I think someone said about the death of Peter Cook, and the same can rightly be said of Andy. I know he had very dark moments, and it was by no means all fun. But there are certain chapters in a book we can skip, and the story stands up all the same. Just before the end, I sometimes messaged Andy from the beach at night, sometimes a text, sometimes a voice message, because of the 4-hour time difference between Brazil and the UK. I liked looking at the waves rolling in white as snow against a blackboard background of calm water. The container ship's lights were like Christmas decorations abandoned by a lazy bar owner draped along the line of the horizon. I would sometimes listen back to his voice messages and marvel at how strong he sounded for anyone, much less a man in a hospice. We talked about life and death a little, not much. We came to no conclusions. There are no conclusions still. I'm looking and listening to the ocean song. All I hear is Andy and his eternal sincerity.